Well, I don't know how I missed this story last week, but fire department in Campbell River ended up having to go to Painter's Lodge to rescue a poodle that was stuck on the third story roof. Apparently just decided to climb right out the window. So that got me thinking.
How did your pet get you in trouble?
My worst situation, we wandered down a canal with my relatively new Staffordshire Bull Terrier, and she saw a cat in this barge. And she thought it would be a great idea to jump into the barge to get the cat. The cat jumped out of the barge into the canal, and the owner got into the canal to get the cat out. Felt a little bit embarrassed about that.
Oh, no!
That's not a good one, is it?
Did you apologize to the guy, or what happened?
Of course. I apologized profusely.
As you were running away with your dog? I'm sorry! Not my fault!
The rabbit is name is Pepper, but I call it Sir Sh a lot.
It just makes a complete mess at your house, or what?
Oh, everywhere. No warning, nothing. Especially when it's eating, just in one end, out the other, simultaneously.
That's actually kind of impressive.
Yeah.
They go for walks down the highway once in a while, so I have to go pick them up. And they're massive dogs. They're English Mastiffs, but they're just super friendly and. I had to fence my yard and through the bush and everything because he'll go for walks down the road and people just pull over. They think he's going to get hit and he'll just jump in their car and they take him wherever.
So have you ever gotten any calls like from Campbell River or anything? Just being like, hey, I got your dog.
Yep. I've had people take him, like I said, with Bowser, and they took him to the far end of Nanaimo to the animals rescue there. Because he was on the side of the road. I'm going, like, he was a quarter mile from my house.
So a friend of ours on Salt Spring lived down in the harbor, had this great dog. His name was Spats. He was not neutered. One day, Spats was out cruising around, and I guess some guy with a fancy kind of a sailboat inside, the guy had a female dog in heat, and he had locked the dog inside this fancy boat, and I guess one of the porthole windows was open somewhat to give air to the dog. And Spat made his way through this porthole window.
No.
Jumped down into the boat. Him and the female dog raced around crazily doing the dogs in heat thing. When the guy came back to his boat and unlocked the hatch door, Spat kind of bolted out of there. And the guy just took one look at the damages. And oh, man, he was not a happy camper.
You know what Spat's is thinking?
What?
Totally worth it.
That's right.
Big Ginger. Big Ginger.
Yeah, buddy. You know, rocking out on the go, you know? Yeah.
Mornings on 98.9 The Goat, the Comox Valley's home for world-class rock.